So the Medrash in the beginning of this week's parsha cites a chazal. Chazal asks that there's a peddler that was once going around and peddling the elixir of life. So what was it? So people thought it was like a special potion, but the peddler revealed it's actually a pasuk in Tehillim. Miha isha chafetz chaim, ohev yam miros tov. Who is the person who desires life, who loves days and wants to see good? Right? The person who stops from speaking badly and doesn't have their lips utter falsehood. So generally, we tend to understand that what David and Malchus is trying to teach us is that by not speaking lashon hara, we're going to live a long life and we're going to have a meaningful, successful life. That's generally what they teach, and that seems what the Medrash is. The simple understanding of the Medrash is that the Medrash was pointing out that really the way a person achieves living a long life is just by using your tongue appropriately. But Rav Nissim Alper has a different understanding of the pasuk. So he says, you know where you should put the question mark? So I put the question mark at the end of the pasuk. Who is the person who desires life, who wants to live a long time to see good? He puts the question mark, Miha Isha Chafetz Chaim, who's the person who wants a long life? He says, the pasuk answers, Olev Yom Liras Tov, the person who always sees good. The person who always has a positive attitude about things. And the lesson, and Nisa Alpert's highlighting that the person who really wants to live life to its fullest, always sees everything in a positive nature. And in this week's parsha, which is the parsha about Metzora, the cause of Lashon Hara is that a person doesn't see things in positive attitude, so therefore he's going to thereby say negative things about another person. And so the person who wants to live a long life is the person who is going to say positive things about other people, and a person who's going to only see the positive and good. And I think this can be very much connected to an idea from the Chidush HaRim, right? So Chazal teach that one of the punishments for mitzvah, for speaking Lashon Hara, is saras. So what's saras all about? So the Chiddush Yerim has a classic Chiddush of words. So it says like this, right? The word nega means affliction. Nun gimel ayin. If you rearrange the letters, you get the word onig. Ayin nun gimel. So what's the difference? Where you place the ayin. Where you play, right? The ayin is where you see. Right? Where do you place the ayin in the sense that the same thing for one person being onig, but if you look at it in a negative light, right, that's going to be a nega. Right, so the message that the Chiddush HaRim is saying is that same situation in life, you can look at it from two different vantage points, but we always should look at it with the ayin in the right, or put it in the ayin first, right? We're always looking at it from this perspective of oneg, not looking at things from a negative perspective that things are negayim. So as a Hashem, you should look at things and look at life in the right perspective and not fall prey to what David Melch was telling us not to do, speaking Lashon Hara, looking at things in a negative light.